refrigerator real estate. More like having your fridge in a realistic state. Between my love of food, my need to be in the kitchen no matter where I am, and my job of teaching, I've been inside thousands of refrigerators over the years. I'll tell you something, that's an area where we really are all the same. Everyone's refrigerator has the same issues. Doubles of things you've rebought, expiration dates from 6 months ago, a door full of condiments from the year 2000, and science projects bringing up the rear. Well, at least it's all the people that I know. Hey, if you cook, want to cook, or are just sick of looking at the same shit every time you open that refrigerator door, then listen up. April is here. Go spring clean your fridge. Think of it as a valuable piece of property, and think of the front as prime real estate. It's not about what you see, it's about what you use. The items that you use daily should always be at the front of the shelf. Why waste valuable real estate on stuff that's not in your daily rotation? I know, everyone has the idea that somebody else will eat it, somebody else will throw it away, it's needed for something you can't exactly fathom at the moment. Ugh, excuses. It's nothing but our own laziness, rationalized by the kind gesture of not wanting to throw out Stevie's lasagna from last week, that makes our fridges so jam-packed that we have to actually make room for our fresh groceries. The refrigerator is not a cryo lock. It doesn't stop time. Today, Sunday, best day to do this. First, clean out your fridge. Grab your biggest garbage can, sit in the floor in front of the open fridge, start reading all of your expiration dates. That alone will clear out 30%. Then throw away or combine all doubles that you have. That's another 10%. Science projects, well, that's more of an embarrassment, so I'll just leave that one up to your private knowledge. You know what's in there, and so do I. Think about your week. How many nights are you definitely eating in? Okay, now subtract one, because something always comes up. That's what pasta was made for. That's how many dinners you should plan, and that's how many dinners you should shop for. And by the way, going to the supermarket without a list is like leaving the dock without your tools. You always end up with a little more than you bargained for. Come on, how do you think you ended up with those 3 bottles of ketchup? Now remember, check all expiration dates, don't waste valuable space with crap you don't use daily. Look at every item as needed to be eaten. Don't save. Don't keep science projects because you think they'll smell less in the refrigerator. Go through your fridge once a week, right before garbage day is good. And never march into the supermarket unarmed. Make a list so you don't get ambushed. Organizing your refrigerator will change your entire perspective on the kitchen and cooking. You've no idea. Go ahead. You'll see.